we're coming up to the end of the program, but and I promised you that we would play a mighty speech from the Tamil Refugee Council meeting that was convened to discuss the ejection, or you know, the rest for the wicked. The LNP federal government started to eject Tamil refugees. You know, they've already done four people have been sent back to an unsafe environment in Sri Lanka for Tamils. And this speech that was given, there's an introduction to the person that's speaking, is just an absolute cracker. And I'll have to say that it is a bit tough, so because it's very confronting. So if you don't like to be frightened, then probably I should say goodbye, sayonara, for now. And for all the rest of you who are brave enough to hear the truth, here we go.
So next we're going to have Renegar speak. Renegar Impokumar is a 19-year-old and has been advocating for refugee and Tamil rights since she was 12. She attended the United Nations in Geneva last year to expose the inhumane treatment of two indefinitely detained refugees. Please make her feel welcome.
Thank you. So before I begin my speech, I acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which I work and live, and recognise the continuing connection to land, water and community. I pay respect to elders past, present and emerging. Sovereignty has never been ceded. It always was and always will be Aboriginal land. We recognise the past atrocities against Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples of this land, and that they are still struggling, and that Australia was founded on the genocide and dispossession of First Nations people. The questions us Tamils are constantly faced with is, why can't Tamils go back, and what is the situation in Sri Lanka? Before I begin answering, let me give a short description of 1948, the year where persecution began towards Elam Tamils in Sri Lanka. Since 1948, Elam Tamils have been persecuted solely based on their nationality. Since 1948, Elam Tamils endured bombing, massacre killings, rapings of both women and men, and the burning of children. Since 1948, Tamils were forced to leave their own motherland, having to see their land be destroyed by the racist Sri Lankan government. But in 2009, it was the peak of the genocide, where Elam Tamils experienced bombings, such as the no-fire zone, in where Tamils were taken to a place where it was deemed that bombings will not take place. But sadly, no-fire zone was bombed continuously, killing those who were trying to flee, killing those who were newborns, and killing those who were just my age. 2009 brought a flood of boats to Australia, a flood of boats that held Tamils who wanted to start a new life and not have to live in fear in Sri Lanka, not knowing what will happen to them. It must be recognized that this was not a civil war, but a planned systemic genocide against the Elam Tamils that have been enacted by the Sri Lankan government through legal means, which have enabled and facilitated discrimination against Tamils. The Sri Lankan government is a chauvinistic, racist, and demeaning body of power that has constantly caused the population in Tamil Elam to face persecution even now. The Sri Lankan government has painted us, Elam Tamils, as the ones who began the conflict. But if you look at history, it is quite apparent that the Sri Lankan government began the attack on us and has continued to prevent any form of justice we have tried to achieve. The Sri Lankan government have continued to ethnically cleanse our culture by burning the Jaffna Library, trying to remove our language by enacting Sinhala Only Act, and even cause fear to anyone using the word Elam. Today, in its present time, the Sri Lankan government has used the lies of archaeology to demolish Hindu, Catholic, and Muslim religious sites schools, and land to build their Buddhist shrines. They have tried to impose their Buddhism and culture upon the Elam community. They have built navy and army camps on the Elam Tamil land to scare and create harm against Tamils. The Elam Tamils are slowly but surely losing their land, and the Australian government continues to subject the Elam Tamils with racism and hatred. The Australian Foreign Affairs Department is being urged to retract a report which refugee advocates say is inaccurate and used to send Tamil refugees back to danger after United Kingdom Court questioned its methodology. The DFAT report on Sri Lanka says torture of Tamils is no longer state-sponsored and that Sri Lanka faces a low risk of torture overall. This report is one of the most heavily relied upon documents used by the Home Affairs and tribunals who decide whether asylum seekers should receive Australia's protection or be sent back to their home countries. Tamil refugees are constantly being subjected to racism, and it breaks my heart that we as a Tamil community know they have a right to stay in this country and we know why they fled. And yet our government still continues to subject them to inhumane conditions. Even now, the International Truth and Justice Project's latest report has had many reports where the Sri Lankan police and army are still abducting, torturing, and raping young Tamils. And this happens when they take part in commemoration events, anti-government protests, or receiving funds from abroad. The Australian government strongly believe that Tamils are safe in Sri Lanka, when in fact there have been victims who have been abducted and have stated they were left bruised, bleeding, and left naked in the dark on the floor with only their underpants to wipe the blood and sperm off their bodies. It was even stated that two men who were held by the Counter-Terrorism Investigation Division were anally raped by a metal rod. What infuriates me more than anything is that Tamils have been fleeing since 1948 in fear of their life. Yet the Australian government believed that Sri Lanka is safe. So why do you think they left in the first place? Sri Lanka is not safe. Let me read out just a few incidents that have occurred recently. One, the Sri Lankan minister Lohan Ratwatha forced Tamil inmates that were detained in the Anuradhapura prison to kneel down at gunpoint. He was under the influence of alcohol when he entered the jail and demanded the political Tamil prisoners to perform the act. Lohan Ratwatha has a history of mass murder, and he led the killing of 10 unarmed Muslims during the 2001 general elections. Two, another Tamil father has died following a 12-year search for his forcibly disappeared son. And still, the Sri Lankan authorities have not explained where the Tamil disappeared Tamils are. Three, a new generation of young Tamil men are being picked up and tortured by the security forces in the north and east for exercising the legitimate, peaceful, and political rights. I have to sit every time listening to white, racist, rich individuals telling my community, especially that boat people, would not be able to live freely. All I have to say to that is in 2009, how can Tamil refugees be able to get on a plane with no money and no aid? The only form of going via plane is through the main city of Sri Lanka being Colombo, which is situated in the south, in a Sinhalese majority area that is unsafe for Tamils. The form of travel was by boat, and sadly, that was only the safest option. Tamil refugees in 2009 first had to walk through a trek where dead bodies piled up and begin their voyage to Australia. Yet Australia holds the worst inhumane refugee policies in any Western democracy. Tamil refugees have been known to be in detention for a prolonged period of time, and when being released, are either provided with a TPV or Chev visa, resulting in many to live life in limbo. Imagine every day you ponder whether the Serco guards will come to your house, stripping you from the small amount of freedom you once had, being locked behind barbed wire and being told you may have the possibility to be deported. Many Tamil refugees have explained that their kids are unable to go to university and fulfill their dreams, which encourages a cyclical pattern of being oppressed by the Australian government. There's also a wave of sadness in the Tamil refugee community as many families are separated and many have not seen their family for 10 years or more. But the worst bit is Tamils are being deported to Sri Lanka, not knowing what will happen to them. Only 2 weeks ago, the Tamil community was informed that there were four deportations on a Tuesday afternoon. The Tamil community are now honestly waiting whether there'll be more. And sadly, there will be. The deportations that Tamil refugees endure is solely based on the white racist individuals in power today. That can be both Labour and Liberal parties. Both parties have claimed refugees as boat people, not humans, but referred to them as boat people. Shame on you. How dare the people in power believe they can dehumanize refugees? Being a part of Tamil Refugee Council and viewing the testimonials of Tamil refugees made me realize something. Every single video was extremely heart-wrenching to watch, as I know those who paved the way for me to continue to fight have so much struggle and yet are being ignored by the Australian government. I want those who have not seen the videos to watch it. Look at their eyes. Their face may be covered, but their eyes and voice explain everything. But these videos made me realize that Tamil refugees, no matter what they endured in Sri Lanka and in Australia, has resulted in them to have a strong force and continue the hard work to draw awareness. Even if it means like Priya being dragged on the plane and it being recorded and showing the world, or even seeing the refugees on the streets screaming for change. Tamil refugees left for a reason. They left to feel a sense of hope after seeing their brothers and sisters be murdered under the hands of the Sri Lankan government in their own motherland. So I shall end with something that I always felt strongly from my heart. Tamil refugees are freedom fighters, not criminals or boat people. Freedom fighters who have taught me what strength is. Freedom fighters who have shown me that the strength that our ancestors have passed down from generations. Freedom fighters will fight till the end, and freedom fighters that got on a boat with their newborn babies clenching onto them as they reached Australia. Freedom fighters who have scars that tell stories of the genocide. Freedom fighters who embody the strength of refugees, and freedom fighters who I believe embody the Tamil community. And that is a community that is a force that should not be reckoned with. Thank you.